You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Loot Podcast here on Posho Recaps. My name is Ariel, and I am joined by my friend who loves to show off her personality via Zoom. It is Dr. Amanda. How are you doing?
I am great. I really do think that, you know, even with the limitations of Zoom, I do think I read as like the Batman of podcasting.
That's what we call you behind your back.
Yeah, but I'm very badass. I look great in black.
Dr. Batman. The first iteration of Batman that's actually a doctor.
Do you know that Simpsons line where where they say like we would need somebody, I forget what it is, and then Homer suggests Batman. He's like, no, I was thinking like a scientist, and he's like, Batman's a scientist. I'm Batman scientist. Podcaster. It's great to
and
be
space hate.
Space noted hater of space. That's my brand. Ariel, I'm so happy to be back with you talking about the second episode of Loot.
It's incredible. I can't believe that we're back here already because they released the first three episodes all at the same time, as we said previously. And I'm just gonna say it right off the bat. I loved this episode. Like, I was a big fan of the first episode, as we already got into, and all the people involved, and I got amazing vibes, and we talked about this being a vibe show, speaking of vibes. But this episode, I was like, wow, we're really cooking with gas here. Like, just emotionally, like, obviously with the pilot episode, they have to do all the setting up, and starting from the second episode, and as we go on, I assume, it just gets easier and easier to start, like, learning more about these people and about this world, and you can concentrate on like the mood and the vibe and the music. One thing we didn't talk about last episode was like how amazing the music was.
Yeah.
And this episode kept that up. It had so much like some atmospheric music that I personally really enjoy. I got emotional at one point during the episode. Like, this is giving me everything that I wanted, and I'm like worried, like, to the point that like I worry that like I'm setting my expectations too high and it's only the second episode.
Yeah, worried
about
the other shoe dropping. No, I mean, we said this at the end of the last episode that that, you know, it sort of took all of the pilot to get us into the place where now Molly is in this foundation, like integrating with these office characters, and like that seemed like that was the show. So I think it took us the whole pilot to establish her wealth, her history with John, all of that. But you know, I think that our educated guess was, you know, knowing about these creators, seeing the ensemble cast that they've put together, is that we're kind of going to get settled into like The Office or Parks and Rec in this setting. And this felt like that first right. Office where like the show kind of had its legs under it. We have Molly going into work. We have the other characters in The Office having more of a chance to sort of reveal themselves. So I think we're getting into the rhythm of the show. And I agree with you, Ariel. Like, I feel like we're in good hands. Like, I want to see these characters pair off together and have their little moments. It's like they're setting the stage. And I think there's a lot of good stuff. You mentioned the music, incidentally, and I have watched ahead to the third episode, which we're not going to talk about today. So I do want to say one of my favorite like songs to just like dance, like jam out to is in the third episode. Oh, so and so listeners can try to guess. I will reveal that. That will be my big reveal. It's what Dr. Amanda's favorite, like, you know, like dance getting ready song. In the morning dance party song is, because it's in the next episode.
I'm so excited to like try to figure it out. And I feel also, I feel like the stakes are very high.
And actually, incidentally, as I'm saying this, one of my 7-year-old son's favorite songs is in this episode.
This is just a Dr. Amanda family special, this show.
It's just a love letter to me.
Love letter to Loot and whatever that means to you and your family. Also new to this episode, and opening credits.
Yes, yes.
Full stop, opening credits.
Yeah, like, yeah, this seems to be like a new thing. It's like you get your first episode and they don't give you the credits. But if you stick around for the second episode, then you get this exciting reveal after the cold open, the opening credits. Did you have any overall impressions of this opening credits scene?
I will just say, I am a big believer in the opening credits being important. And I mean, like, I always want them to be good, especially obviously if I'm enjoying the show. So when I don't enjoy the opening credits, there's a little bit of like a disappointment where it feels like a little bit of a miss where you know, the show isn't getting the opening credits that it deserves. It sounds so stupid.
Like, but it's like, not fair. You
so my immediate reaction, exactly. My immediate reaction with this, a show that I was really enjoying, or am still obviously really enjoying, and you know, only starting at that point, it's like what, a few minutes into the second episode, the opening credits start, and my immediate knee-jerk reaction is fear. I'm like, am I gonna like this?
Don't mess this up. I'm the like, stakes are like, too high.
I'm rooting for you. We're all rooting for you. Please do it. And I really liked it. I thought the images were really cool. I thought the vibe of the music really matches the show well.
Do you know this song or this musical artist, or was this original for the Loot opening credits? Because I thought it was really good. I liked it. I
tried to Shazam it and I got nothing.
It's unshazamable.
I don't know if that's just my phone that I've dropped too many times. And somebody will shame me later on of like, how could you not know this song by so and so?
Yeah.
But to me I was like, I feel like I've heard the song before, but again, Shazam told me no. And but I really liked it, whatever it was, whether it's new or original or not. I think it's on my list. When I like these opening credits, I don't skip them. That's just like, for me, it's like an emotional on-ramp, I think I already said.
Yeah.
So that's my thing. What about you? How did you feel about them?
No, I like them. I thought that they were successful. To like paint a word picture for people, it's sort of like there's a lot of money imagery in the opening credits. Mm-hmm. Like you don't actually it's not like you see any of the characters, and it's not like one of those stylized animations or something. It's a lot of like realistic money imagery. And I thought it's interesting choices is that they both sort of show like working class interactions with money, like people at the ATM, people getting like an insufficient funds, like bank statement. Also
very relatable content.
I'm like, oh, I recognize these experiences. Right. And then more foreign experiences to myself, like this wealth imagery of like lots of, you know, like there's like high stakes gambling and like opulence and like money burning even. So, and that's like, and then there's this like hip hop song about money playing, which I very much enjoyed, and I will not be singing for anybody today. So that was the opening credit scene. I thought it was fun, and it's like got a good energy to it.
Yes, and it's not too long. Like sometimes these things overstay their welcome, and you're like, okay, we're going on a minute now. Like, could we get back to the show, please? And this one felt like a, I didn't time it, but it felt like a tight, you know, like a tight maybe 30, a tight 45. I don't know what it was exactly.
Loot is giving me very manageable and enjoyable chunks of content. It's like these delicious content snacks.
I love it. I think the total runtime was like 26 minutes. And that's including, you know, that's including the credits at the end, which you don't have to watch. So I'm like, sorry to those people who work very hard to make these.
No, I mean, look, if you make something beautiful and perfect, it doesn't, you don't get extra points because it's long, right? It's like it only has to be as long as it needs to be. I would be curious to get feedback on this because like, I think Josh talked about this a little bit, but it's like, we've moved, since moving to streaming, there's sort of like this endless expanse of time that content creators can use. Like they're no longer fully like hamstrung by these like half an hour segments, by ad breaks, all of these things. And for the most part, like, I mean, people have made like amazing use of that to create these like epic works of art. But I also like me like a little snack. And I do feel like this, like there, it's sometimes like really good stuff comes from like coloring in the lines, like a lot of creativity can come with like adapting the limits. And this is obviously a streaming show, and I think we're going to see the run times, like, you know, the pilot was longer than this episode. I'm sure there'll be like different run times, and maybe it's just like my diseased podcaster brain, but like getting a shorter like thing to digest and talk about and experience is like very refreshing to me.
I 100% agree. I am always of the mind of like, even when it's something that the things that I love the most, right? The things that like you just, you'll always feel like no matter how long or like you'll always want it, right? Like there's never enough of a thing. Even with that stuff, I'm always a fan of like less is more, like the 6-episode seasons that like the Brits kind of pioneered before we started like copying them, and like the half an hour episodes when that was like a newer thing for like the cable networks. It just makes more sense to me. Like there are certain things where I'm like, it should have just been one season. Why did you ever come back? Like that's like one of my like more famous takes. And I think, like in my brain, it was always like, okay, there's like the 42-minute classic episode of like television, right? It's the 1 hour minus all the ad breaks. So like if we'd make like about 30 minutes of real, of like actual content, then we're kind of like trimming the 10 minutes of fat off the 42 minutes. And it's like this very pure gold nugget of like the best parts of what would like quote unquote be a traditional episode.
Right, right. No, I mean, I part of my job is like I write papers and that like get published in academic journals, and like sometimes you'll write something and then you'll find out like, oh no, I need to cut like 2,000 words, like how can I do that? And it's always better, you can always, like every time you write something, go back and be like, I'm gonna cut a third of the words out of it, and I promise it'll almost always be better. So I think that like that editor's eye can make things really good. And I'm like, I totally agree with you, Ariel. Like I'm a strong believer of people do not know what they want. Like if there were 100 episodes of Severance that I could watch right now, I would binge all of them and I wouldn't stop.
Right.
But like, would I be the better off for it? Probably not. Like even Wonderful, Beautiful Things, like we think we want more, we don't know what we want. and just trust our benevolent television creator overlords to give us as much as we deserve. Anyway, that's a long preamble to say that like, this was a delightful brief credit scene and a great episode that we're about to talk about.
I'm so excited. And then the last thing I will call out as far as like new information that we seem to glean from like opening credits and facts, we saw a Natasha Lyonne EP credit call out at the top, and I was like, oh, that seems new to me.
Your friend and mine, Natasha Lyonne. Yes. I did discover that she was associated with this because I follow her on Twitter and I saw that she had posted about Loot like a few weeks ago before we when we had decided that we were going to cover this. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, Mama's posted about Loot. Well, let me look at that. And so and I clicked and I saw
let's
that
see
she,
why.
And I saw that she was associated with it. So that's very exciting. You know, no surprise. You and I think are great fans of Natasha Lyonne.
Yes. And the way she smokes her cigarette.
I was going to say no cigarette smoking yet in this in Loot, but we'll keep an eye out for it.
We are now on cigarette watch. And I just spent some some time in France, so I was very, very aware of like people smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, do the French look as cool as Natasha Lyonne when they smoke their cigarettes?
I mean, I don't want to say. I'll say it in French, which is non.
All right, everybody.
Sorry, they do look. I will say for the record,
without your Google translators for that one.
I will say they look cooler than most Americans would, but I think Natasha Lyonne is like one of the few exceptions.
She's incredible.
She's just, you know, you can't touch her even with a cigarette. You just can't touch her.
I wouldn't try.
You wouldn't try. So yes, like you said, that was a very long preamble, but we're so in love. I'm so in love.
We spoke at length about brevity, guys.
I mean, we're so good. We contain multitudes. It's like the oxymoron of things. Mm-hmm. So episode 2, Bienvenidos a Miami. Mm. Let's get into some episode stuff.
Yes.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Yeah. So this is, yeah. So this, we open Amali's, house. And actually, I'll pause here because did you see this, Ariel? Albert Vargas tagged us on Twitter, the great Albie Unsure. And he has the details on this house.
Oh yes, I did see this. It's the famous house.
This is a famous house. What is it called again? It's called the One or
it's,
something.
It's the One is what I think he might have even used like quotes. He was like, this is like the house.
The One. Yeah. It's the most like it's the most expensive house, I think, in the urban world.
Originally listed at under $300 million and sold for $126 million. Developer is a Total Character. So yeah, the one in capital letters with quotes around it.
Yeah, I watched like 10 minutes of like a 30 minute YouTube video tour of this house. And then I was like, I get the idea.
Yeah.
But that's Molly's house. Yeah. So she gets up and gets her like hair and makeup done. Obviously, the maids brush her dog's teeth. Mary Kate and Ashley.
Yes, Mary Kate and Ashley. And I love that they didn't tell us again. Or like, no, if you know, you know. Like, put their names out.
We know. Yeah. And she's like, gets all ready to go to work today because she's got a job now.
Right.
Yeah. She's going to say thanks to all of her attending staff. Like, there is a joke I do want to call out. She's like, gives like a special thanks to Marisol for spooning with me on my wedding anniversary. That was above and beyond.
That was above and beyond. Marisol, you are very warm. It's so good. I love it. She's again, of course, we already said like Maya Rudolph doing amazing work. She's a pro, certainly at the comedy stuff, if not all around. I do just want to call out like the very atmospheric, like otherworldly music that's playing at the very beginning when she's waking up before as she is literally seeing like the sun hit her face. And at that point already, I was just like, this is amazing. Like this episode is giving me everything I want. I'm such a fan. Like, you know, at the end of the year when Spotify gives you like the oh, these are your top five like music types that you like, whatever. One of mine, I think this one was like atmospheric something codependent. I can't remember the word.
Atmospheric codependent.
It wasn't good, but it was something like
that.
It was like this word. It was this
word.
Yeah, speaking of vibes, it was like this weird word salad of things. I was like, okay, I guess that's what it's called, Spotify. Wow. And this was very much that. So
I am going to become a musician just to create a genre called atmospheric codependence.
You're a doctor, man. You can do
that. I can do it. That's amazing. Yeah, yeah. That's like her like alarm is like it wakes like in her shades draw up and it's like, good morning, Molly. A new day awaits you.
Yes. Yeah. And then we get so after the thank you, the very, and to her credit, like very genuine, like heartfelt thank you to her staff and, you know, going out of her way to say thank you, clearly. This doesn't seem to be the norm for these people based on their reactions. You get like the very unexpected. They're like, well, what are we going to do now? Like the staff is like questioning Molly, to her credit, was like, enjoy the house while I'm gone. So yes, they say, like you just said, they're like, oh, we're going to miss her. And then they're like, I guess we could use the pool. And they do a whole like 15 second little like montage of them in the pool.
And turn down for what? Everybody, amazing. If you keep track at home, is my 7-year-old's favorite song.
There you go. He's like, it's nap time. And he's like, yeah, turn down for what?
Honestly, I was at back-to-back children's birthday pool parties yesterday, and this was the scene. It was exactly like this.
So did they have like the double decker
multi-level
pool like volleyball game that they're playing here with the beach ball?
A little something similar.
It wasn't the one, but it was a one.
It was
not the sauce.
Like the steak sauce.
Oh, yeah. That was great because I was not expecting to get like that much of their point of view. Yes. I think they're really smart, clever, like little.
And I love that this isn't going to be a thing where like now they messed up the house and they're in trouble. It's like, no, they just get to have a good time.
Exactly. There are so many of them. They're going to clean it up.
Like, like, oh, I guess it's ours. Now we clean it up. OK.
Yeah, right. It's their mess.
And then we, after the credits, which we've already talked about, we get Molly showing up at the office.
Mm-hmm. Incredible stuff. She's like, oh, new kids in class today. The first appearance, right, of this character named Ainsley, right? I don't think she was in, correct me if I'm wrong, I do not remember her being in the first episode. Maybe she was in the background.
Yeah, she's the person that I feel like, she's the office character that I feel like we kind of have gotten the least so far. But there's like, you know, this younger blonde woman who's named Ainsley. Rhonda's there, who's like, older kind of spiritual lady in the office. We have obviously our friend Sophia, we have Arthur, we have Howard, who it might be mislabeled Harold somewhere if you're looking at my notes.
Harold Howard, but, round Harold.
But yeah, when Molly comes in, she's like, ooh, are we doing a fun dress up day today? Is it 90s fashion day?
So unmeaningfully cruel. Like, not cruel. Cruel is too strong a word, but like, she didn't mean to be.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, wait, no, this is just their clothing.
But 90s fashion is like very in right now.
That's true. So like, if anything, she's ahead of the curve or right on the curve.
Maybe this is what pushed it over the edge. But yeah, mm-hmm. And we have to mention what Molly is wearing, which is like a pink satin suit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like not really cut like a business. It's like a little bit like splits the difference between a business suit and pajamas.
And like a muumuu. Yeah. It's true. It's like, what if like, it's like functional fashion that the rest of us cannot afford.
Yeah. It's it's like a very like powder, like pink color, like bubblegum pink with like magenta piping. It's like very, you should check it out. It's a thing to behold.
Yes. If you haven't seen the episode and you're listening to us, which is totally fine.
I invite that. In
you
fact.
Should. Right. No, I invite that kind of chaos. But I you should check out a couple of things like the opening credits and this pantsuit.
Everybody gets 5 minutes to talk about their weekend, Ariel.
This is wild.
Is it 5 minutes for all of them?
It seems like it's five minutes for everyone because they're like, we're wasting time. You're like, Molly's like, really, 5 minutes? And cousin Wee Wee is like, no, like you're wasting our second.
Did you have any particular like nuggets here that you wanted to call out from the weekend recap?
I mean, I did just love that cousin Wee Wee was like not about other people's BS. Like he was just like, no, you said that already. We know how this ends. Like he just like he wanted to get to the good stuff. And in fairness, it seemed like had somebody, you know, people had interesting stories. He was like, he wanted to hear it. It wasn't just like he was anxious to get to his stuff. He was like, I want these 5 minutes to be glorious for all of us. Yeah. And like, you're making it not so. And I would like to.
Yeah.
So I think he was my favorite part.
Yeah, he was great. I love the way he started this. He's like, I had a rather dramatic week.
He's a storyteller.
He's a storyteller. He's really good. I feel like we should take notes from Lil Wee Wee for podcasts. It's like, ooh, this is a very dramatic.
Yes. I just held up my arm and I'm wearing like this like gauze.
Yeah.
This piece because I fell at the Benihana.
I need to know everything. Yeah, Molly's gonna like try to get into that office life. Like, and she's like sort of sinking in now that she's like gonna have to stay here all day and do work
till 6:30.
There's this part where she's like reading through these packets and she goes like, ew. And then Nicholas says, I'll get your gloves from the car.
Nicholas is such a great part of her team, obviously like anticipates her needs and like is able to read through her noises that she makes, right? Because ew is just like a sound that you make and he like knows what it means.
He speaks Molly.
He really speaks Molly in a way that clearly so few people do.
Mm-hmm. I love at the beginning when he says, I'm hoping all of this blows over so we can go back to getting manicures and buying castles online.
He's like, I enjoy it just as much as you do. Yeah, I just wonder now that we say that out loud, I just wonder if we're gonna get, it feels very much like this show that we would get like what's either his interior life or what's his life outside of Molly. Obviously he doesn't have that much of a life outside of Molly, for good and for ill.
No, but I think that would be real. Like one of the things, given the strength of this whole cast, like I'm and how intrigued I am by what we've seen of these individual characters, I'm really looking forward to getting more like behind the curtain, like giving them more to do or giving them opportunities to play off of each other, maybe without even Molly around. So I think there's a lot of possibilities. I just Googled buy castles online.
It's a buycastles.com.
So this is Christie's International Real Estate.
Oh, no, you lost me already.
Search your collections of castles. There's castles for sale in France, castles for sale in Ireland. I know that you're an international traveler, Ariel.
I mean, I was for like 2 weeks.
Palaces for sale in Morocco. Let me click on France. Let's see.
I'm more partial to like Sotheby's. If you can,
really slum it with Christie's.
In some ways, Christie's is probably like way more high end, but what do I know?
We could get the Chateau in Brittany for $26,315,789.
Chateau for Brittany. Britney Spears.
Free Brittany.
Free or Chateau?
This is not free. This Chateau and Brittany is not free.
Unfortunately for us. But yeah, I thought it was so relatable that Molly gets so bored by all of this stuff so quickly. When she falls asleep, at her desk, I guess, and then she wakes up and her phone still says it's 10:14. I died laughing. I was like, again, probably the most relatable thing to happen. Like, I keep crossing out. I'm like, nope, now this is the most relatable thing that's ever happened. So funny.
Yeah, I mean, like, I definitely had, like, I don't know. I think everybody's had these days where you're at work and you're just like, oh, my God, this day will not end. Like, and, like, looking at the clock and be like, it's only been 3 more minutes. It's like, Molly is feeling it.
I'm always like, okay, you need to stop, because then, like, you know, like, your voice in charge takes over.
Yeah.
And like, you need to stop looking at the time because you're making it worse. Like, that's what I say to myself. Maybe only I have that bossy
right,
voice.
Right, no. And then you're like, okay, then I won't look at the time. And then the time will go by way quickly. And then you sneak a look at the time. And you're like, God damn it, it didn't
work. Like, no, I did it again. And your voice is like, I told you not to do this. Oh, yeah, yeah, so bossy. But yes, then she gets a call. Speaking of phones that she's looking at for time, she gets a call from her friend who's launching a fragrance. Or a fragrance line, and she needs to get to Miami right now because it's a whole thing and there's a party, and this is clearly like Molly's former life, or like the life that she is trying to somewhat get away from, that kind of being exclusively her whole personality.
Right, these like frivolous ultra rich people like with their partying and you know, so yeah, but this is like everybody's going to be, she could go with her girls and party with Miami in Miami to launch this fragrance.
Yes. Really with Miami. I think that's right. When you're that rich, it's like, come on, Miami, join us.
Yeah, Miami, you want to come with?
The personification of a place.
I love this. Like Molly pushes back and she says, you know, I just made this commitment and I want to see it through, you know? And then her friend's like, I truly do not know, but you
I agree because like she's trying to set a boundary and she's like, this is my life now and blah blah blah, and she's saying all the right things. Her friend's like, I have no idea what you're talking about because that's foreign to me. Very funny.
But you know, Molly comes up with a creative solution so that she can have her cake and eat it too. And she's going to send cars and get all of her office staff over to the airport to board her private jet for a special work retreat in Miami.
I want to say that one of my favorite Sophia things is now, like, this is the second episode where she has an incredibly funny reaction to a car showing up. Like in the first episode, it was like the line of cars or work, and just her facial expression before she even says anything is hilarious. And she's kind of like, what the F is this now?
It's just, she's like, I did not ask for a car. I do not want a car.
Clearly very anti-SUV for reasons that she has herself spoken of. But now to have one appear in front of her house. And then the little sign that says Salinas, like it has her name on it, is so funny.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, you're right. You're like literally right in front of her house. Like there's not other people that are going to come out and be like, oh, that's not my car. That's somebody else's car. So she's convincing everybody to come with her and her private jet. But Sophia is not happy about this because they had an in-person meeting with a council person. But that's okay, Ariel, because Molly's moved it to a Zoom.
Oh, no, no, no. And Sophia hates Zeus.
Same like, girl.
How are they going to? She's like, they won't see my personality. How are they going to see my sweet side? Said with like much contempt.
Like with fury. Just, like, how are they going to see my sweet side?
It's so incredible delivery again from Michaela J. Rodriguez. Like, incredible. Like feel for that comedy, like the very specific like cadence and delivery, and like it's very impressive, especially against, you know, playing against Maya Rudolph.
No, they're great. But she's gonna like come along in the private jet. She's gonna do the thing. This jet has a chocolate fountain. It has a love seat.
She got that special for them. The chocolate fountain.
It's for them. A hot tub. In the back, Howard says, I love getting in water right after I eat.
No.
No, Howard, no.
As a mother of children, what was your visceral reaction to that statement?
I mean, it sounds gross. I'll say I was, not to brag again, I was in two back-to-back.
Turned down for who?
Pool parties yesterday. And I was like, oh, are we not doing the 15 minutes after we eat thing anymore? Because those kids were getting out, eating cupcakes, getting pizza, getting right back in the pool. I was like, ooh, did we stop that after like the 90s?
Yes.
Isn't that still a rule? I don't know.
At some point, I think that myth got busted. But I will say for the record, because like my bigger thing is like, you know, laying down after you eat, and like that's all like kinds of problematic. But for your system, but just like the eating and like go wash your hands and wash your face at least, because like all that crap is just gonna get like in the, like it's gross. I can see the shiny colors on the top of the pool from the oil. I'm sorry to
pick I don't want to be, and then like I don't want to be reminded of all of the different like bodily functions that are taking place inside the different
it's bad enough
like a watery medium with like,
this blue water is not fooling me. Okay, I know there's other stuff in this water.
Also on this jet, Ariel, is the recliner where Molly received an almost too sensual massage from Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore. I love this kind of dumb stuff. It's so good when they like call out real famous people and it's just like left like it's like this eternal ellipsis left. I'm like, well, I want to hear more about that. Yeah. But of course, you know, we shan't. Not yet, at least.
They're having a good time. Molly and Arthur are sort of flirting a little bit, but like then we're going to encounter some turbulence.
Yes, very. I immediately got oh god, now I can't remember the name. Almost Famous vibes. I was like, oh no, is someone gonna do like some dramatic like reveal about themselves? And then
we do see you know, Arthur will turn around and like clutch the back of the chair. Howard's like, why are you doing that? He's like, I don't know. It was a bad idea.
Undid his seatbelt. Like literally the first thing they teach you is to keep your seatbelt fastened, but whatever.
I was watching this with my husband and he pointed out that like they actually, like he said, like they actually made the whole plane shake. Like they must have had the set on hydraulics because like you can tell it's like a wider, longer shot. Like they didn't just do shaky cam.
Right.
And he said, you can see if you look at like the cups of water, like and stuff is shaking. So
great call, Mr. Doctor.
Yeah. He did a good job calling that out. And it's like, obviously they do that in like high budget movies, but like in a lot of like television shows, they wouldn't necessarily go for that.
Right. But so, this is Apple TV.
This is loot money.
Loot money. And they clearly filmed it at that like Cupertino, like weird circular lab thing that they have at their headquarters. So. the compressor or whatever it's called. I don't know.
They're gonna have to land in Oklahoma City because of this storm.
I mean, not the same as Miami. I'm just gonna say that.
Not quite there.
No shade to OKC.
Yeah, everybody's like pretty like now. Sophia especially is upset. They missed the Zoom. It was like an in-person meeting. It got downgraded to a Zoom, and then they totally missed it.
Because now they're in a hangar with no Wi-Fi. Like, what is this, the 1920s? Like, don't your hangars, Amanda, have Wi-Fi?
I know. Come on, Molly. Get your shit together.
Really, she would just have, like, a little Wi-Fi machine with her. But whatever. Clearly she doesn't need it. But yeah, Sophia's not pleased. this is all, and then it comes out. So like, okay, so far, Molly's assistant,
Nicholas,
thank you. His name is escaping me. Nicholas has done like a great job, but here he shows like a lack of chill, I would say. Yeah. When he's like, ugh, just tell them why we were really going. Like, what? No. Why would, what are we getting out of this? Like,
well,
why
he is grumpy because first of all, he didn't get to have a manicure today. He didn't get to shop for castles online. Yeah. Like he really wants to go to this party. Like he's annoyed with this whole work thing. Mm-hmm. You know, Sophia has insulted the drugs in Miami, which are exquisite. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure the drugs are exquisite, but like, Miami's fine. That's my hot take. Like you're like, space is trash. Mm. I'm like, Miami is fine.
All right, power rankings. We have Miami fine. And then space so far.
No, space is a little bit more credit to Miami. Space is like a little way for Miami.
We'll keep track. Every episode we'll add another place.
We add a random dumb thing. Yeah.
Yeah, so now everybody sort of turns on Molly because they're like, oh, okay, this was just like some fragrance launch parties. Like Arthur's like, I gotta tell my kid that I would like left the state.
Which wow. Yeah. That wasn't like the first thing you did. Howard, does not believe in seatbelts and does not tell his children.
Red flag. Howard's gonna miss his therapy appointment and he has a feeling there's a lot to talk about.
Healthy Howard.
So everybody's about to bail, and they want, so they're going to all take a commercial flight home. Mm-hmm. Sophia gives this really powerful speech here. Like, we're getting more and more of Sophia in this episode, which is really delightful. And she talks about like how Molly doesn't understand her life is frictionless. Our life is full of friction. Like, we have these, I thought that this was really compelling.
It was really good. I completely agree because we have seen this scene many times, like across different shows and different situations. Like, oh, you made us do this thing that we didn't want to do. That's like speaking of friction, that's a very like common form of conflict, like within groups. Right. And here to have her express it in a new way, like to me, that was such an interesting turn of phrase. Like you lead a frictionless life and our lives are full of friction. I was like, that is so eloquent and almost powerful to your point, like you said.
It's a good framing for what like privilege really is, right? Absolutely. It's like privilege is not like the lack of encountering these hardships. It's just like how much of this, like how much do you have to sort of insulate you to navigate that, right? Mm-hmm. And like, so it's like Molly's like, well, it's not my fault that there was a storm. And she's like, no, it's not your fault. None of this is going to affect you because you can just like, you know, call in all these favors, like buy anything. Right. It's like everybody else is like, oh, there's a storm. I can't do anything about it. Like actually affect people. So I think it's like a very good metaphor and framing of what privilege really is. And it seems to have an effect on Molly. It seems to move her.
It shook her. It frictioned her. She got a little bit of friction from that.
This is
from that thing.
Feeling friction now.
Because for her to say the storm is not my fault felt very like shades of Miranda from Devil Wears Prada.
Oh,
where she's like, you need to get me home. I don't care that there's lightning. Right. It's just like some rain, and it's like.
It goes back like she's like, money can't fix everything. She's like, well, it fixes a lot of things. John used it to make himself taller.
Make himself taller. Right. Back to the I was with you
when
you had your weird body before you fixed it with money. Like maybe part of the money thing was the taller. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so.
Remains to be seen. But I'm interested to continue to track that going forward. His physical changes that he
has. Yeah, I know. I have a feeling they might drop other little nuggets. Mm-hmm. I would enjoy that. So everybody's going to leave. Everybody's Team Sophia here. Molly's taking the L.
Major L.
Major L for Molly. And I loved like as Howard leaves, he's like, if you see Kevin Hart, show him my YouTube channel where I taste test cookies from around the globe. I really want to see that YouTube channel.
It would be really good. This would be like Isn't the character's name Howard from Community? The older guy? No, it's like Clarence or something else. He does taste test too. The senior citizen guy.
Oh yes, that's a very good. What's his name? I'm so
embarrassed.
Leonard.
Leonard. Thank you. Yes, it's 100% Leonard. So at least the Howard Leonard is like that. Explains my brain.
So, your brain.
Explains. You're welcome. Yeah.
Brain explained, period. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna go. Now we're in Miami. Mm-hmm.
Incredible. Miami. Like she got there. Sophia was totally right. Like she just got what she wanted.
Molly's out with the girls. We're gonna see them at their dinner. Is there anything in this scene that you wanted to call out? There was a few funny parts here.
Yeah, I just want to call out the I was trying to find the actress's name, but I couldn't find it because IMDb is like when a show is early, when it's in its first few episodes, they kind of aren't good at like keeping
it's
track
just
of
an IMDb. Baby.
It's just like a dump. Yeah, it's an IMDb.
It has to grow.
But the actress who played the friend who is launching the actual fragrance, I thought was so funny. Like again, I always just say in these situations, like to be playing against such a comedic legend like Maya Rudolph, like you really have to like be on your game and like, you know, be funny. And she's very funny and she's like completely almost unhinged in the way that she is unaware of the real world or like doesn't live in the real world.
Yeah, her fragrance is called Acquittal and Molly says, is that because you got acquitted at your trial? Oh my God, no, I didn't even think of that.
Like in what world? Like it's so funny. She's so disconnected.
She sneak previews the fragrance for them and they all smell it. And like this is where I think, and I'm sure the show's gonna find great ways to do this, but this is Maya Rudolph really like flexing her like comedy chops. Like she's gonna have this like completely repulsed reaction to how this fragrance smells, but she's still trying to be polite. She's like, wow, it's very strong. It's called Pacific Musk. It comes from an African wildcat. Molly's like, yeah, that's what I'm tasting. It's animal.
Like this is the, it was like, if this were SNL, like somebody else would be breaking because she's doing such a good job at like being like the, you know, she's saying nice things, but she's repulsed, like you said. And then she's having like the literal visceral, like gagging reaction.
Yeah, you see her doing the gag, like the physical comedy is great. So it's a very, very funny scene.
She's trying. And then she tries to smell the other, one of the other women's hands to see maybe
like, if it smells. The same?
Are they all the same?
It's like, oh, somehow that one's stronger.
I know it's called Acquittal, but this fragrance sounds guilty. I'll just say that. I'm sorry for that.
Let's get you in the writer's room, Ariel.
The writer's room of trash.
Oh, we're like, it's like the Arthur line earlier. Where he's like, I feel like Ray Romano when I say that. I have no idea who that is.
Ay, ay, ay. Yeah, so the fragrance is not good.
Yeah, and this scene is going to end with this like friend asking if like they can clear out all the other tables from the area where they are, and then the waiter's like, "Oh, well, you know, like we can't really like we're it's a busy time, we can't really stop business." And she's like, "Oh, well, I'll just buy out this whole section or whatever, and I'll rent out the entire roof." And then they end up kicking, like you see the waiter like asking that group to leave, and then the other women at the table are like, "Ooh, girl boss, we deserve it." And you know, but Molly is like obviously having a reaction because she sort of is getting more and more in touch with the friction that normal people have to deal with.
Right. And like on that same line, like getting in touch with like her humanity basically, like, or at least the way that she connects with other humans. Like she tries in that moment to say, "Oh no, it's fine." Like they're, you know, it's not a big deal. Like she's trying to prevent the other woman, her friend, from like doing that, from clearing out the terrace. And to me, that just like the look on her face, again, we love to talk about Maya Rudolph's acting, but like the look on her face was very reminiscent of Rebecca from Ted Lasso to me, of just like she's trying to be the person that she's always been because that's comfortable. But like this side of her of being a better person is peeking through, mm-hmm. and you can literally see it on her face even before she talks. And I think that's so powerful and important.
Yeah. She's experiencing that tension of like this new awareness becoming incompatible with this life that she's so comfortable 100%. In. So yeah, I think that that's what we're going to see sort of propelling her towards growth here. And she's going to call her trip short and come back to the office. And we see her come into Sophia's meeting with that councilwoman.
Yes. The councilwoman who is not impressed with Sophia so far, like just in the first few words.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And Sophia clearly is like taken aback by how much her quote unquote personality and her charm that she is so proud of is not quite coming through for the council.
Maybe that wasn't a moment of the most self-awareness from Sophia, but Council Member Saldana is not impressed. They're talking about a zoning plan, a rezoning this district plan. And this is like me being a dork and wanting the show to be something that maybe it's not going to be, but it's like, I really want to know about this. Like, I want to know what this rezoning is. Like, I want to understand. It's like, or is this more affordable housing? Like, is this about retail? I'm like, I want the deets here. Mm-hmm. But anyway,
to that point, it did look like I'm putting on binoculars right now with my hands. Mm-hmm. To that point, it did look like it was just one block. It was like a one block area that they were trying to rezone for, you know, it would make sense for like a shelter or some kind of like community center resource.
Right.
I'm kind of interested too. I have to say.
The zoning stuff gets wild, Ariel. I don't know if you know. I don't know if you've been.
I mean, I know about gerrymandering and how it's evil, but rezoning
is different. Like I'm sure
that's not what this is.
I was like, that was a really good guess.
That's what we call an educated guess.
Rezoning is different. I own my house now, so I've like, you know, I've been like aware of all like the zoning battles in my neighborhood, but people get up in arms, Ariel, about like what can be commercial, like what are the density restrictions in different areas? Like that's what it is. It's like, is this just a residential area? Can you have commercial properties? Like what can you develop? Right. Is this like a protected property? Like is all of this
air rights? Anything to do with air rights, perhaps? No.
I don't know.
I'm killing it. I'm basically a council person.
We're having a Zoom about recently right now.
This turned into a Zoom. There's some friction with my knowledge right now.
No, this was great. So, but Molly comes in and she's going to save the day. She's going to turn on the charm. Council Member Saldana is like very impressed that Molly's there.
Yeah.
Molly's going to say that Sophia has her full confidence, that she's done like such a good job with everything.
Yes, and for years, she's known Sophia for years. Yeah. And she trusts her implicitly. Like, woof.
Yeah. And so now the councilwoman is like, she seems more open and she's going to give the plan her attention. And we see that like, you know, that Molly's maybe getting a little bit of cred with Sophia here for like doing a solid.
Yeah. And she's clearly, Sophia is like a little bit surprised at how well Molly has affected this meeting, because in fairness to Sophia, her experience with Molly is that she messes everything up for the foundation. And also appreciative of these words that Sophia says about her, because even though a little bit of, you know, it's a little bit of a white lie as far as like Molly's true experience with Sophia, we do know that Molly 100% believes that Sophia is capable,
right?
Is these things that she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a beautiful little like character moment between them.
Yeah. And then Molly's going to go and do like this kind of mea culpa to the office. And she says like, I'm sorry, I kidnapped you. But I decided to ditch the launch party. And instead of that, I'm going to suggest a more appropriate sort of get to know you activity, which is like going next door after work and getting drinks, but no pressure.
To Lucy's, yeah. Lucy's,
yeah. Maybe this will become like the third place of the show Loot. Like this will become like the, what's the name of the, like the central perk of it all, or like the
cheers.
Right, yeah, the like cheers the place where like they come.
I always say the fifth lady, you know, like in Sex of the City, where it's like the four of them, and then like the fifth woman is New York. Like this is Lucy's just
the fifth lady of Loot. I've never heard that. Is that a thing called the fifth lady? Or is that
I think I'm getting it wrong. I don't think it's the fifth lady, but it's like the fifth person or fifth woman. I don't remember. I think they refer to it in the show, maybe, perhaps. I don't know. That was
so I called it the third.
That was a weird time in my life.
I called it the third place because like I think there's this theory that like you need home, you need work, and then you like everybody needs like a third place. Like
yes.
And my like third that. My third place is podcasts.
Stop. I was gonna say your third place is clearly swimming pools.
Well, as of just yesterday.
That might be the fourth place.
That was the fourth place. Yeah, so everybody needs a third place. Just remember that.
I agree. At least.
At least a third place. Everybody needs a third place and a fifth lady.
Right. In that order. The four we can just skip. We don't need a fourth thing of anything.
So over at Lucy's, Nicholas and Molly are sitting there by themselves and they're having the like, oh, we've been waiting for a while. Maybe we should just leave. And it's a thing where you're like, I'm like, are they going to show up?
Again, like, as I said before, one of those like classic sitcom-y or even drama tropes, right? Of just like, are they, aren't they? Mm-hmm. And you know, they probably will, but there's a chance they don't.
Yeah. And just as they're about to leave, everybody shows up. They're all there. Even Sophia.
Yes,
they're
Sophia
all
walks
there.
In last a little bit reluctantly, a little bit like not quite knowing how to act. It's sweet.
Yeah, and they're gonna like have their nice conversations about how they all got into this line of work, and then Sophia tells like this very heartwarming personal story about like temporarily being unhomed when she was 8 years old and her father couldn't work because of like an injury. And we hear about like, you know, the landlord like wasn't willing to work with them. And that's like, and then she got this epiphany, like that even like, you know, they eventually got back on their feet, and she's glad it happened because she realized that she was put on this earth to make sure that this kind of thing didn't happen to anyone else.
I loved this. This was the moment in the episode where I was like, they got me. Like they had me already, but like they really, really got me here. Like again, Michaela J. Rodriguez, like doing incredible dramatic work. Like if you know her from Pose, you know she's capable of it. Like to me, a little bit more was like some of the how good she is at being funny and like all the very subtle comedic beats that she's able to hit. But here, the story, not too long, you know, they don't make the moment go on too long. It's a somewhat concise story, but I was in tears, like genuinely. It was so touching, so moving. The poise that even just the character, right? Like on the level of like the actor, and then there's the character, like the poise that the character is showing, like she's not ashamed of this, but it's like actually something that fuels her. And it's just genuinely beautiful. And to learn that about her, to peel back like the layers of Sophia, it was beautiful. And I'm so appreciative of it. And I love the show even more because of it.
It was great for the character. As you said, like her performance here is really moving. And I mean, and I think it's a good, I really like this for like the thesis of the show and for like what it reveals about, you know, like not even poverty, but just like the gross misattribute, like attribution of wealth, like you know, the vast income inequality that we have, that like there's so many families that are like one injury away, like one medical bill away, like one bad, like, you know, bad break at work, like it's like the people like live with such narrow margins of error.
No safety net, all no this safety. Uncertainty. Yeah.
And like being at the, like, you know, your landlord raises rent, like being, you know, I mean, I just flexed that, like, you know, that we're lucky enough to have like finally bought our home, but it's like these things, it's like people have no, there's so many people in our country that live with like no room for mm-hmm. these types of events to happen. And to like, you know, like meanwhile, Molly can like encounter turbulence in her private jet and just like still end up in Miami on time. It's like, this is the story of friction. Like this is what our lives are full of friction means. And so I thought that her revealing the story, it kind of like gave that, you know, that reality, like a voice, you know, so, and, 100%. So, and like, I wanted to see, like, so that's like why I'm saying like in the zoning meeting, like, and in this, you know, it's nice if like the women's shelter isn't just like a place where, you know, where, Molly can sing all the single ladies, but it's also like, we learn about like what the story of those women, and they're not just like a prop. And I think it's nice to have Sophia give that story a voice and not just have like the people who are benefiting from their work like be a prop. So I want the show to give more of those moments, and having this moment gave me confidence that it's like willing to go there. So I also thought it was great.
Amazing stuff.
Yeah, and this is when Howard says like, you never told us that shit, you're like the Batman of charity.
Again, like any good comedy or like drama comedy or tragic comedy or whatever, you know, you have the moment, heartfelt, very earned, and then you are able to quickly like clear the table a little bit with the very funny comedy moment, which you need. We need that that table. We need a little bit of that friction between the comedy
and the word of the day, Kim. The word of the day is friction.
Not space. Sad. And then that's near the end of the episode. We get one last scene between Molly and Sophia, and you know, Molly was, she says that she was really close to just kind of saying like, F it, and I'm just gonna like step away from this and let Sophia, you know, do whatever she wants. And Sophia's like, you can absolutely still do that, you can just leave us alone.
Yeah She's like, oh, that actually sounds great. Why did you
Amazing moment from Sophia, just to say that. But Molly here is like, you all are having a very positive effect on me, and I want to continue that happen. Like, I love that is like somewhat of a very selfish thing, right?
It's just
like,
yeah.
You all are having a very positive effect on me, so I am choosing to continue this.
Yeah.
Yes, it's like a good thing, and it's in like the service of doing good. But I think, again, speaking about like her privilege and about like her ability to just have control over certain situations, she is basically selfishly choosing to like continue this dynamic.
Absolutely. Like, whether it's like the best thing for their work or not, right? There's already been examples of where it clearly hasn't been, and like Sophia is very much like, oh well, it's not my intention to do that at all. I'm not trying to be a positive influence on you. I don't want to teach you anything. I'd rather not.
Right, it's not her intention, but Molly pledges to come in every day. Except probably not on Friday, because there's a thing in St. Bart's that she might want to go to, but definitely after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that was our episode 2, Benvenidos a Miami.
A Miami. And they did invoke Will Smith's name earlier in the episode. Like, as Will Smith said.
Like, ouch.
Very, very, very ouch. So that's our episode 2 coverage. I love a little tight 58-59 podcast. Love it. Like, we talked about tight episodes before. This is incredible.
We're keeping it so lean and mean here.
I love a lean loot.
So you know, there's one more episode that came out in Apple TV's 3 episode release over the weekend. So you still have that coming. That should be in your podcast feeds. Any day now, but continuing to have a lot of fun with this show, and the hope that you keep on joining us on this journey.
Yes, so much fun. We will be back, as Dr. Mann said, with episode 3, and then later on in the week we'll be back with episode 4 on our once a week plan, which I love, and Apple TV clearly loves. So yeah, if you're still listening, we appreciate you so much for doing so, and we will see you for episode 3 soon.
Where can the people find you in the meantime, Ariel?
Where can people find me? They can find me melting. They can find me melting in these streets. Mm-hmm. I am on Twitter at that other Ariel. I'm also covering movies with Grace every week. We'll be covering Elvis in the next couple of days, which I'm excited about and also scared. You are on Twitter in a way that I am not on Twitter, though, Dr. Manus. You should call that out.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter.
I mean that as a compliment. That was not a dig.
I'm at Dr. Amanda R. I'm on Twitter. I'm having reactions to the world around me. So buckle up for that. And nice. Follow me if you want to find out any other podcasts I'm doing. Yeah. And I think that's about it.
Yes. Incredible stuff. Thank you all so much again for listening. We'll be back for episode 3.
Thank you, bye-bye. David Chang.
David Chang, thank you for the meat hero, for the microwavable meat pocket. Goodbye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.